on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Well, the Irish Times, it leads with famine imminent in Gaza. The UN warns Israel has reacted scathingly after European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell accused the country yesterday of using starvation as a weapon of war. In Gaza, we are in a state of famine affecting thousands of people, Mr. Borrell said. Starvation is used as a weapon of war. Israel is provoking famine. Israeli Foreign Minister has said Israel allows extensive humanitarian aid into Gaza by land, air and sea, despite Hamas attacks on aid convoys. It's time for EU Foreign Minister Borrell to stop attacking Israel and recognise our right to self-defence against Hamas's crimes. That's the Israeli response to the European accusation. A couple of other stories that caught my eye there in the front of the Irish Times. Drinking on trains is passengers' top complaint. Alcohol consumption and drunkenness are the antisocial behaviours most complained about by Irish Rail customers on Dart commuter and intercity services. They're followed closely by drug taking, smoking, vaping and abusive, racist, intimidating or threatening behaviour, according to complaints lodged via text message over 3 months to the middle of last month. The playing of music, podcasts or videos at loud volumes is also a significant concern for passengers. Lewd behaviour, dogs on trains, dog poo, feats on seats and arguments about passengers taking already booked seats also feature, but not as frequently. And passengers reported on others who sneaked on trains with no tickets. And the complaints were among the 686 messages sent to the Irish Rail's antisocial behaviour text service between November 1st, 2023 and February 12th, 2024. Such statistics usually lead to the calls for a transport police service for public transport, because really all you're doing with the text is telling what's actually happening. Obviously the company then responds probably at the next station or whatever. But some of the texts, for example, that the paper highlights: very drunk man in carriage A from Portlaoise to Dublin, shouting and hitting things on the train, has scared a child who's now crying. Belligerent drunk, won't stop talking to my children and keep to himself. That's another text. Another report, an incident reported on the northbound Dart at Dunleary at lunchtime. A drunk man drinking wine poured wine all over a girl and was hassling other women. Really shocking stuff in these texts. Three men openly consuming and snorting what is clearly drugs on a carriage in open view, said another passenger on a southbound Dart. And then a bunch of young people, young kids around 15, blowing vapes in people's faces and refusing to stop when asked, is another text that we received on that anti-social social line that you can text when you see something on the train as you go along. Came close to using it one time, but I think the situation resolved itself. But it's interesting what you have to do. And nothing beats bodies in uniforms, I believe, on a train in order to deter antisocial behaviour. Defence Forces generals want Garda salaries, also on the front of the Irish Times. The country's military generals have sought to have their pay linked to top Garda grades as well as to senior roles in the civil service, which could involve salary rises of about 30% in some cases. A submission on behalf of the Defence Forces 12 generals argued that the pay of its chief of staff was now set at 72% of the salary of the Garda Commissioner. Military chiefs described this position as inequitable and said it needed to be revisited through a detailed job evaluation process. They also suggested lower pay for generals had devalued the Defence Forces in the eyes of the public. So yet more pressure on the Defence Forces. We know there's a recruitment issue there as well, and a recruitment and retention issue, and that possibly is contributing to that. At the front page of the Irish Independent, it leads with thousands get warning on smart meter overcharging. Thousands of homeowners who have smart electricity meters have been warned the devices may be malfunctioning, leading to them being overcharged. A string of households have been in contact with the Irish Independent after getting exceptionally high bills. Now the ESB Networks has admitted up to 80,000 meters may suffer from intermittent connectivity issues, but it's strongly denied a batch of faulty meters have been installed. And that report goes on page 4 inside the paper, and they detail the complaints made by some of those who contacted the paper. And the, of course, we know these smart meters are being rolled out across the country. I've got notification that mine's on the way shortly, so it'll be interesting to see how that story develops. Gaza leads the front of the Irish Examiner as well. Famine imminent in Gaza. Israel has been accused of using starvation as a weapon of war. We know that was the lead story in the Irish Times as well. Lead story on the bulletin here too. Another story on the front of the Irish Examiner. Plea to put cybercrime warning on curriculum. The school curriculum needs to teach young people about the dangers of becoming a money mule or purchasing illegal services or goods on the dark web. And that's from the former head of the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau. Retired Chief Superintendent Pat Lorden says there's an onus on the education system to ensure young people are educated about cybersecurity as the dark web continues to grow and as young people are increasingly lured to become money mules by allowing criminals to use their bank accounts. And we know a series of reports have shown just how young people are getting trapped in those kind of criminal enterprises. So an interesting suggestion there to put a cybercrime on the curriculum. And then there's also another defence-related story. The call for dedicated defence minister, the chairman of the Oireachtas Defence Committee, has urged his government colleagues to establish a dedicated Minister of Defence to drive investment into and reform of the Defence Forces, saying the current process is too slow. And that's the call from the Fine Gael TD for Laoise Offaly, Charlie Flanagan, who previously served as Minister for Justice and Minister for Foreign Affairs. And he was backed by the former Army Ranger and Kildare Independent TD, Cathal Berry, who said Ireland had two education ministers and two finance ministers, but no defence minister. An interesting observation there from those TDs. And also, let's have a look at the Irish Daily Mirror. Garda killer Macaulay dead. Evil Garda killer Pierce Macaulay was found dead at his home yesterday. The former Provo who brutally killed, who was found guilty of manslaughter of Detective Garda Jerry McCabe in 1996, appears to have died from natural causes at his home in County Tyrone. That's the lead story on the Irish Daily Mirror. The front story of the Irish Daily Star is 15-year fight for justice, Kenneth cold case murder arrest. And this is the dad of Kenneth Featherston has said he's speechless after a man was arrested yesterday on suspicion of his son's murder. Brian said, this means a hell of a lot. Hopefully we'll be able to get to the get justice. That's the 15-year fight for justice, that Kenneth cold case murder arrest. The leads on the Irish Daily Star. The Irish Sun, it leads with the fight to extradite the Kinahans from the headline is The Long Dubai, and it outlines the legal challenges that and the obstacles that still have to overcome in order for that to happen. That's the lead on the Irish Sun. I'll just quickly run through a couple of the the Irish Daily Mail I have actually as well. The hospital removes elderly patients at night. Five elderly patients were removed from their beds in one night at the most overcrowded hospital in the country, despite the HSE insisting it's not policy to do so. This is an exclusive by Gareth McNamee on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. It says the patients who all had beds in the geriatric emergency medicine ward at University Hospital Limerick were removed after 11 p.m. earlier this month to free up space for others. And several of the patients had dementia and other similar ailments, according to sources who spoke to the paper. The practice has been described by medics who witnessed the patients being removed as cruel and disgusting. Distressing story there on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Quickly look at some of the headlines that caught my eye in the British papers was Sunak risks losing key vote in Rwanda bill. Still problems there with the British political system and the Conservative Party. The Daily Telegraph, it has a second royal portrait was manipulated. So another photograph, an image of Queen Elizabeth II with some of her grandchildren and great-grandchildren taken by the Princess of Wales was edited at source, according to Getty Images. So no end for the pressure there. And let's have a look at some of the stories that caught my eye inside the papers. Inside the Irish Daily Mail, no charge. New fair weather e-buses can't cope with heat. Fleet's batteries will be affected by hot and cold conditions, according to a report. The state's public transport operator has been warned the effectiveness of charging its new electric bus fleet will be impacted by hot and cold weather, with the vehicle's range eroded over time. Transport for Ireland will be operating with one third of its bus fleet being zero emission vehicles within 2 years. However, a report by the EU consultancy firm Jaspers obtained by the Irish Daily Mail outlined potential issues and unexpected requirements for TFI in its shift towards decarbonising its fleet. Flavour ban would lead one in five vapours back to smoking. This is in the Irish Independent. More than 75% of vapours say a ban on flavouring could lead to more young people smoking, with one in five ex-smokers saying they would pick up the habit back again if flavours were banned. Must point out, though, the report was commissioned by Respect Vapours, a group representing those who use vaping to give up smoking. An interesting story inside the Irish Examiner: house prices outstrip wages. House prices rises have vastly outstripped any rise in wages seen over the past 10 years, according to new government statistics. And that's there's two reports there. There's an interesting story inside the Irish Times: Irish ghost student visa scam raises alarm in Dublin language schools, with a detail of a scam there and a concern by the language schools over its impact, with some schools seeing a fall off in enrolment because of the scam. And then the a strange story in the Irish Independent: over 800 good-looking people rescued from love scam centre in the Philippines. Trafficked victims lure people online into fake schemes, and hundreds of good-looking men and women forced to work in a sprawling love scam centre have been rescued during a police raid in the Philippines. Well, back home, and on a lighter note, many of the papers are featuring this, and this is in the Irish Times. The teachers become great basket caretakers. A couple who met while teaching at the same secondary school and have been living on a shoestring for the past year, travelling around Ireland in a camper van, are this year's new caretakers on the Great Blasket Island. Emma Mealy, 26, originally from Bunclody in County Wexford, and Darren McFadden from Selbridge in County Kildare. They're taking a sabbatical from teaching due to rising rent pressures, formed part of their reasoning for applying for the coveted role.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.